Good morning. Coming up on 7:40 here on the Mighty 690. Hope your Monday is off to a good start. And we're excited to welcome in some guests from CCC who we're happy to have along. And we do have Mr. Ryan McCune. And also joining us, we have head football coach and athletic director from CCC. We have Mr. Jeff Leiker. How you doing?
I'm good.
Hey, good to have you on here, and always a good time as we get started with sports here in Southeast Kansas, and lots going on, and I know we're going to be talking about that, and you've already been yapping with Shay over there in the lobby and stuff, and our sports director. But hey, first, before we get started here, of course, we had the unfortunate road loss here over the weekend, and I know this is not, you know, how we want to start out the year, but it's something that we do want to acknowledge and learn from.
Yeah, we've hashed it out already enough as a staff, but, you know, talked about it with the players that you got to respect everybody. First games are always the toughest. I told Coach McCune when we walked in here, didn't realize we only took 6 kids that ever went to a game last year on defense, and I think 9 on offense. So we were playing with a lot of youngsters that hadn't been in a college game before. And I think Highland went through that last year, so they were playing with some pretty good sophomore kids that had played football and played better towards the end last year. And so with Coach Powers passing, they had a lot of things going on up there that gave them a chance to come out and play. Very good-looking ball club, and they took advantage of every silly mistake that we made and didn't take advantage of. And we had a chance to win the game in the final, you know, couple minutes at the 8-yard line, and again, didn't take advantage of opportunity to get it in the end zone. So really, it's us. We gave a game away, and we got to live with that and try to correct it and get back on the right track this weekend.
Sure, and you know, it's something that does take you a little bit by surprise, and you know, I know you're saying this is kind of a new thing for you to have to deal with, but I know it's one of those things that, you know, you can learn from any of this.
Well, I'm so happy our guys are graduating and getting out, and what that does to us is we start all over with young guys. And last year we had some guys that were backups, but got to travel and got to play and got to practice every day to be to understand what we were doing when their turn came. This year we didn't have that luxury, so we had some growing pains there on both sides of the ball. But the tough part, James, is we had, you know, a drop pass for a touchdown, a touchdown that was called back because we didn't line up right. We didn't have enough on the line. I mean, just silly mental things that if you're doing all those things right, it may not come down to that last drive to try to go score and win the game. But, you know, being a number 7 team in the country coming off of a Final Four run and a conference title the year before, we were picked to finish up higher than they had in the past few years, and we just go out and lay an egg, and now we got to figure out a way to come back from that and take one game at a time and see if we can grow up pretty fast.
Sure. Well, a long drive back, I'm sure, but you know, we're here now, and it's all about moving forward.
Exactly. That's what we're looking forward to.
Yeah. Well, hey, well, we want to talk a little bit this morning and highlight, you know, there's plenty of sports at CCC, not only football. I mean, obviously football being a big part, that's a big draw. But I know you want to talk a little bit about some of the other programs that we have here at CCC.
Well, women's soccer, men's soccer, and volleyball, the other sports going, and cross country is also going as well. Volleyball's been facing some tough challenges. Dearden Kelly, our coach, had a great year in her first year last year. I think she went 26-10, which was a very good first year for a young coach. And she kind of padded her schedule with some pretty good folks, and we're feeling it a little bit. We've gotten beat by a few people in Texas and Nebraska. We opened up conference with Cali, who I think went to the Nationals maybe last year. So at some point they're going to get to where they get some teams and they're going to go get their confidence built again, but they're having to face some pretty good people early. Women's soccer, Coach Schicke, been here quite a while, was our head men and women's coach for a long time, has just taken over the ladies the last few years. Went on the road in his second game. They beat Crowder in the opener here at home, and then went to Butler and knocked off the number 5 team in the country, 1-0. So that was big, and then they've got Barton, I think, Wednesday, who's also pretty talented, so that'll be here at home, the men and the women. The men opened up with a victory over NEO, and then had a tie with Crowder. And then had a game last week with Enid canceled because of the heat. That was kind of something I didn't mention, but, you know, last week was such a crazy week to try to prepare for outdoor games. We were practicing at 9 o'clock at night ourselves, just trying to find a time to get some work in and also keep the kids hydrated and make sure we didn't lose anybody. We had a couple kids early on in camp that had some heat issues, but same thing with men's soccer. We've all had to adjust to a morning schedule or a real late night schedule just to get some work in before we play a game. So they got theirs canceled with Enid, so now they've been sitting for about a week. So hopefully they'll come out and play strong Wednesday against Barton. So, those are the three sports that are really going. I know Coach Wood and the cross-country kids have been out running in the mornings, try to beat some of that weather we had. But I think we're going to get some nice stuff again before it gets hot again. I think it's supposed to get warm again before it stays cool.
Yeah, This week's not going to be bad at all. We will be warming up by the weekend, but hey, it could be a lot worse.
Sure.
Now, Shay and I had helped with moving over there at the dorms here a couple weeks ago, and it was really neat to meet some of the students. Obviously, a lot of athletes do live in the dorms, and one thing that impressed me so much was, I mean, there are kids from absolutely all over the country and even out of the country, too, who come to Coffeyville, Kansas. So I think it's just so interesting, and I'm curious, you know, I know it's a bit of a culture shock, a bit of a transition for some of these kids coming to a small town America.
It is, and it's the rules for football have changed in the last 6-7 years. It used to be 10 out of state kids is all you could certify for the longest time. I think it was 15 or 16. The rules went to 20 out of state, and then it jumped up to unlimited, which is what the national rules say. And we were just trying to, some of the guys in the league or some of the administrators and presidents wanted to be on par with the rest of the country, especially when you went to the national meets and tournaments. And so now we're at 55 in football out of state and 30 in state. Soccer and volleyball, there has never really been a rule on how many you could have. It's just each institution making decisions what's best for the school. And at the same time, coaches want to go have a chance to win. You know, they don't treat it like recess or intramurals. You know, you're getting you're in big time games, and you want to have a chance to go compete at a high level. So football is the one that's had the most adjustment. Basketball's had a big adjustment as well. A couple years ago, when Coach Herkelman won a national title, we were playing under a different set of rules than we did, obviously, when he first got here, you know, but he's had a heck of a run during his time. But we won a national title with some of the newer rules. And I still think we're probably a little bit behind everybody else on just what we can offer. But we're one of the smaller schools in the whole state with probably the most sports. So we've got, you know, some adjustments to make along the way, but we still want to put out a good product for not only our coaches and our teams, but for the community that does come and follow.
Sure. No, and a lot of people forget, you know, okay, obviously these students are they're here on many scholarships and that sort of thing. They've been attracted to this program, but they've got classes. They're students. I mean, so, you know, can you tell us a little bit about, you know, what are these, maybe for football, you know, they've got their class load and everything, but then what does practice look like? I mean, how much are these students practicing on a given day?
Well, we've got our schedule was messed up last week, so that one really can't
last
count.
Week, that aside, was, a normal
was,
week.
Yeah, that one was not an easy preparation week, but, and Highland was going at 5 a.m., they said, you know, trying to beat it, so we both had to make adjustments, but, we usually, after lunch, 1:30, we'll have a meeting, and then either we have a 3 days a week, the football kids will lift, and then we'll go out and practice from about 3:45 to 5:30, 5:45, somewhere in there, and then dinner, and then they'll come back and watch video for a little bit in the evening to get that practice knocked out. And then they've got to study and do whatever they need to do as well, so we can't hold them real long, you know, like we could during camp when there was no school. I can't really tell you how the soccer guys are doing it because I'm busy with the football guys again, but they've got access to video and they can look at film of the other teams as well if they want to have meetings and stuff besides practice. But with the stadium and having their soccer games at the stadium and we've got grass at the practice fields, I think the ladies go right after lunch and the men go mid-afternoon on a normal week. And of course, volleyball has their gym that they can get in. So in the fall, as long as we have decent weather, everybody's got a place to practice and our routine can stay the same.
Oh yeah. You know, we were just at the scrimmage there for the high school level here on Friday. And I was just impressed on, you know, how technology has advanced so far with these huddle cams and that sort of thing. I mean, now we have so many great tools at our disposal to be able to review that tape and really learn and grow just using technology.
Well, that kind of has added to the fact that we've got 55 out of state in football now. In the old days, you get a VHS tape, and I know how many of them just sat on my desk until I was in the mood to break those out and watch them all day long. You know, the four-year guys would give you names that they liked but couldn't get them in back in the earlier days. And now, if you got huddle and you alert somebody to a kid, you can go right on your computer and video and watch him right now. And the kids have better access to be recruited by a lot of different people by having that as well. So it helps for every sport that utilizes it to get a young man or young lady on the map to be recruited to go to college if they want to play a sport.
No, absolutely. So, you know, as we kind of look ahead into, we're just right here on the start of all this fall sports seasons, you know, where are we going? Where do you hope to go? What are some goals? You know, I know obviously you're speaking a lot to football, which is great. You know, whatever you're thinking on this as far as, you know, as we go into the future.
Well, obviously all of us want to get to the postseason. I mean, that's the goal of every coach that coaches. Football's put themselves in a tough spot because we were sitting in a good spot going into the season. You got to win to stay there. You don't win, you fall out, and then you got to rebuild yourself back up and see if you can't make a push late in the year if you're playing well enough. I think the volleyball, they have to finish top eight to get into the postseason. Soccer is similar. They got to finish top four on their divisions. And I know for the women, they got a big win out of the way at Butler, which was, they're awfully good every year. Just not something you walk in there and win very often at all. And then they got Hutch still, who's got a quality team. There's still quality out there we haven't played yet, but the postseason is the goal of everybody, to get to a national event, to get your sport on the map. Just helps recruiting and helps. We got to the Final Four in football. It's only the third year they've had that, which is a really cool thing, because before it was just one and two in the poll would be the only ones you'd ever hear about getting to play for something. Well, now you at least get a play in, just like the major college does. And I know that's going up to, what, eight teams pretty soon? Mm-hmm. Eight, yeah. Or 12 or something like that. That's going to make it interesting to see if there's an upset or two along the way in the major college level. We won't get to there. We'll stay with four, I'm sure, for most of the time that we're going to try it. But that gives teams a chance. Iowa Western last year lost their last two games of the regular season and go win the national title and beat Hutch 31-0 in the final. So they got a chance to go compete again against Hutch and beat them, who beat them the first time by 1 point. So volleyball, you're going to have to face somebody again that you played already in the regular season. You got a chance to go win. Soccer's the same way. If you get to the regions and win, you go to the nationals, which is people from across the country to go compete. So that's the most fun of all. That's your memories you make.
No, absolutely. Well, Coach, anything else you'd like to add here as we get closer to wrapping up?
No, other than, you know, everybody's back now in schools, and so it's our second week. We just finished last week, and I'm good to have Coach McCune back with us. I know he's been away for a few years, but we've been together a long time when he was here the first time, and he was baseball coach. I was football coach when he first came, and so it's good to see some familiar faces and helping our kids to try to be the best they can be and try to do the, it's still about trying to do the right thing. We're asking kids to make good decisions every day. We're taking on a whole nother group, you know, so we're excited for the teams and the sports, and everybody's back ready, practicing, getting ready. Some of the basketball kids will be next, and then it'll be the baseball and the softball and the track and field. So it's going to be here before you know it, even in the middle of the year to the spring. So we're getting off the ground here in the fall, and we just got to keep moving and try to have some success this fall.
Excellent. Well, very good. Well, Coach, like, we really appreciate you coming here on the program, and you know, really good to hear from you. And of course, you're no stranger to the KGGF airwaves, so we're going to continue to have you on. We'll just keep sending Shay over there to talk with you.
Sounds good. Appreciate
it. It's his beat over there. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. And of course, Mr. Ryan McCune, we know that we're going to be getting you on here a little bit in the future, and I know you're filling in Yvonne Hull's footsteps there and continuing on. So we're looking forward to chatting with you in the future, and I know you're going to be bringing us some more guests.
I will be, and I'm excited. I'm excited to highlight our students and our institution and our culture. It's different, and different in a good way here.
Absolutely. Hey, we got lots more to come here on the program, including a chat with the folks from Holy Name Catholic Schools about their upcoming gala. That's on the way. We'll have an early bird edition of Open Line starting at 8:30, and Fry Bread Journey's on the way because it is the fourth Monday of the month. That'll be at 9:10 here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.